Anyways, we're going to have kind of a more conversational discussion about basic nonprofit law in Texas. This is obviously a rather broad topic. As we went through, we thought we had a bit longer and had to kind of dial it back a little bit. So we're going to hit some highlights and kind of approach this along the lines of what the discussion that I would have with a new or new client, new nonprofit. And then Susan is going to interject with some of her thoughts. And do you want to do your disclaimer?
Oh, and before we get started, those of you who see me speak know that I will be giving the standard disclaimer that I am not the Attorney General of Texas. The opinions that you hear today are my personal opinions and do not necessarily reflect the official opinions of the Attorney General's office.
I notice how she doesn't have to look down and even read that. She said it quite enough times.
Okay. So do you want? Yeah. So a little bit. I know some of you may be new to this area of the law, and so I always like to kind of start off saying, why am I sitting here, and what does the Attorney General have to do with nonprofit corporations? There is a longstanding fundamental concept that the Attorney General represents the public's interest in charity, and it stems from the 1500s and the Statute of Charitable Uses under Queen Elizabeth was brought forward here. Our Texas Constitution at Article 4, Section 22 basically delineates the duties of the Attorney General and says, and all other duties as provided by law. And over the decades, the law has developed under both case law and statutory law to give the Attorney General various powers that relate to the regulation of charity and, more importantly to me, the protection of charity. We see our charge at the Office of the Attorney General to protect the public interest in charity.